Welcome to another episode of The Master's Playground. I am your host, Chrissy Stereo. Right, so we're starting just a little bit late. Nothing too hairy, but tonight's episode is called Stirring the Pot. And let me just start off by saying that my pot has been frappéed. Okay, so you'll see what this means in a minute. So tonight's episode, Stirring the Pot, I am your host, Chrissy Stereo, and let's go ahead and tune in. Oh my God, I so need this right now. You don't even know. You don't even know. All right. All right. So placing our hands into prayer position in front of our heart chakras. Take a deep breath in. Exhale. And on the next breath, we'll begin. Namo Gurudev. So tonight's episode, you know, I got to be really honest with you. I was about to, reach out to the station and say, play a rerun. The reason for that is primarily because sometimes in life, we're a little triggered by the events that happen in this ride. We're a little, sometimes we get a little blow. Sometimes we get a little, we feel our emotions surface. And instead of, hiding behind an, previously recorded episode, I'm like, okay, I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to go there, tenderoni and all, and make it happen. So, hi. all right. So, what do I mean by all this? So, stirring the pot, it's the ingredients that we put into our life. It's about consciously adding the recipe of your life. What are the ingredients that go into the recipe of your life? Some key areas that, we'll be discussing is, all right, so what does it really take to find peace? What does it really take to be healthy? What does it really take to embrace prosperity? Is there another one? Yeah. Hey, a major one. What does it take to be happy, right? Especially, and I think the universe is up to something because, literally for the last couple hours, I've been, just sort of, out of sorts and kind of dealing with my own growth-oriented issues, if you will. And, it has a lot to do with what's going on in our times, man, where all of our junk is coming up. And it's triggered in so many different ways. So that was my last couple hours. And so here we are. We're going to take this journey together to figure out, all right, even in these moments of where we're triggered and we're, upset about something or sad about something or simply just like on edge, man, and pissed, pissed off about something, whatever it is. That is exactly the moment where these tools will apply. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and transition into our first song, and we're going to go ahead and greet it with a little Devo. Yes, welcome to the ingredients of cooking up our life. You know, what is this master cake that we're trying to make for ourselves, right? So let's go ahead and transition into Whip It. Beautiful, a little Devo action. Yes. If you pay attention to the lyrics during the playback, feel free to rewind the video or the audio, whatever, however you're tuning in. Pay attention to the lyrics. It's definitely kind of profound, as music tends to be. All right. So we are talking about stirring the pot. So it's really... You know, this episode is focused on, you know, what are the ingredients that we put into our own personal cake? Cake being a metaphor for our life. You know, what are the ingredients in order, you know, that we work on and actively put into our own pots, if you will, to manifest the life that we want to live? So appropriate. Yes, very appropriate. All right, so what choices do we need to make to blend these ingredients together to have life come out the way that we want to? All right, so let's go ahead and just start with our first, probably one of the most pivotal ones that we could focus on, which is peace. All right, so, you know, like, okay, going back to the metaphor, right? You know, whenever we are, say, for example, baking a cake or whatever, we need to get, the chocolate, we need to get sugar, we need to get flour or, you know, or some vegan alternative or whatever it is that we're doing, right? So peace is one of those ingredients. So how do we actively embrace peace into our life? What is the practical way that we can go ahead and actually start achieving this? Well, we need to begin by carving out time. All right. So everything that I'm going to be highlighting in tonight's episode requires a certain level of dedication, a certain level of focus and a certain level of allocation. You know, we need to incorporate these things into our life. So carving out time, you have to make it as important as anything else in your life. You know, so often our minds will go off and start to tell the story. And a lot of us are going through a lot of healing right now. You know, as we're ascending, there's a lot of different triggers that are happening. Chiron, for example, is like, you know, highlighting any wounds that we have, you know, and this is the time. So what you're going to be finding is that you're having to face these things. And, you know, the tools that I'm sharing today are practical tools to go ahead and help ground and chill and like, oh yeah, let me reconnect with spirit. So how do you embrace peace? You carve out time, you dedicate, and you meditate. Okay. Obviously I'm heavily into Kundalini yoga, and that in itself has a lot of stuff coming up in general, which requires a lot of trust and dedication. So with meditation, what you're going to find, and I've said this before in, you know, Chrissy Stereo Meditate With Me, my video daily video blog on YouTube, you know, where I'm like, hey man, let's go ahead and, you know, ground out and do this. And then, you know, I'm capturing the day by day process of what it's like to freak out and reclaim, you know. So that's just it. With meditation, what's going to be happening is a lot of stuff will start to come to, you know, surface. And it's for you to look at it through different eyes, you know, and recognize that it is false. Recognize that it is not your authentic self. And then from there, you keep at the practice. You keep at what are known as kriyas. You know, basically, a kriya is a certain type of, you know, meditation, which means that you're going to find yourself executing different poses, utilizing your breath in different ways, and also making your focal point slightly different based on the meditation that you choose within, you know, Kundalini yoga. I mean, that's the only reference that I really have for everyone. You know, there's Hatha yoga. There's all these great yogas out there. But for me, Kundalini yoga is where it's at. That's just me. So carving out the time. And the most important thing that I found with any level of, you know, dedication in your life is that you have to not only consciously do it, but you also have to apply it in areas where you're resistant. You're completely like, oh my God, I'm a victim to my circumstances, and da 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 da. You're telling yourself the story like I was the last 2 hours. And you simply have to keep at it. Because in essence, what you're doing is you are aligning with your higher self. You are educating yourself. You are bowing to the teacher within. No pressure. No pressure at all. But definitely, you know, that's how we begin to achieve peace. By connecting with your higher self. Allowing your divine essence to help change perspective. Change you into the brilliant you. The you that you came into this world to, you know, navigate with. Now, the alternative, and I'm surprised that I'm even going here, but the alternative, if you do not stop and have some type of meditational practice in your life, you will often find that the mind, the monkey, will run rampant, okay? It will definitely just take control, and these opportunities of identifying what is false, okay, and not your authentic self is missed. So if you can imagine, you know, the monkey's going wild and you find yourself believing stories, you know, your body takes a toll, you know, through nervousness, anxiety, you know, and that's not to say that those moments are not going to happen when you do meditate, but what happens is, like I said, it comes to surface and then it shifts. So that's the first ingredient in our chocolate cake, right? We embrace peace through dedication to ourselves. So good talk, everybody. Was that a really good talk? I think it was. Yes. All right. So I want to go ahead and focus on the next ingredient, which is how do we live a healthy life? Okay. And this is really choices. choices. Being healthy means that you are honoring your temple, your vehicle, you know, that's housing your spirit, your soul. And so that includes eating. You may, you know, some of you guys out there, you know, may still eat meat. Okay. You know, I'm not here to go, oh my God, become a vegetarian and that's just the way it is. Even though I probably would if we were kicking it at a club or something. But in general, one thing to consider is what you are putting into your body, okay? The most important point of it is to embrace foods that have a high frequency and a high vibrancy, that have, you know, like for example, okay, I'm going to go there, man. So if you do eat meat, right, poultry, whatever, what have you, excuse me, you are in essence, not in actuality, ingesting a lower frequency, okay? And when you are ingesting a lower frequency, you have no alternative but to begin, you know, or to live a life vibrating at that lower frequency. Sounds a little out there, but everything in life is frequency. Everything, you know, it's all a vibration and it's a spectrum of, you know, from, you know, lower frequencies to a higher frequency. So when you choose to ingest things like meat, poultry, seafood, what have you, it's a lower frequency. It's much more dense. And so therein lies the invitation for you to choose differently, incorporate something different into your existence. For example, you know, vegetables, fruits, organic, you know, alternatives are rampant, you know, they're out there. Now, I know that this is an, you know, international radio station. So, and, you know, and I notice like when I'm touring and stuff like that, like for example, making these choices can be a little difficult if you're not in LA or New York or San Francisco or a major city or Seattle. You know, if you're, you know, like, I don't know, in Texas, I noticed that alternatives are not completely sold, you know, as, you know, like in a restaurant here, like here in Los Angeles, we can just go ahead and go, okay, I'm going to the organic vegan restaurant where, you know, can I have some tempeh with like sprouts and stuff like that? But, you know, you still have the option of choosing differently, regardless of what is being fed to you, right? So you have the option of embracing, you know, organic foods. That's definitely available. You have the option of embracing fruits and vegetables that are good for you. So what else do I want to say about being healthy? Then, you know, going back to honoring your temple. When we honor our temple, not only do we honor, you know, ourselves with by being very selective as to what we choose to ingest, but it's also how you treat your body. You know, if you, you know, it's about finding some type of physical activity for your body, the nourishment. Now, no one's saying you have to go and, you know, join a triathlon or, you know, and go, okay, man, I'm going to totally do it. I'm going to rule the planet. Even though if you feel inspired, hey, man, go for it. But it's about incorporating some type of daily practice, but, you know, every other day, whatever it is, you know, time-wise. But, you know, it could range anywhere from a 5-minute walk to, you know, an intense, I rule the planet, you know, Iron Man, Olympian, you know, expression, whatever it is, whatever your flow is, but find your flow, honor your flow, you know, and start slow if you need to, but simply get the body moving. Allow the energy channels to start to, you know, embrace this shift of energy. So, okay, so I've got on a little educational moment pertaining to two of the major ingredients that, you know, we are, in order to, start to live a much more vibrant and expressive life, we, you know, start to make these choices of honoring our temple through connecting with our divine, being cognizant of the types of foods that we choose to ingest, you know, nothing against, well, actually, yeah, I'm going to say it. You know, McDonald's is not the answer. Taco Bell is not the answer. Steak every night is not the answer. You know, it's about moderation, dedication, and doing the best that you can to, shake it up a little bit. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and transition into our next retro song. Apparently, all the songs I chose are very retro, and that's how I roll sometimes. So here we go. Enjoy. We'll be right back. I totally still love The Cure, by the way. They rule the planet. They really do. Oh my God, they were my best friends when I was in high school. I remember being on a school bus in Alaska. Thank you. Yes, I was on that school bus. And I had my, what was it called? Do you remember the yellow Sportsman cassette players? All right, I totally dated myself right there, but I don't care, man. You know, I've been on Earth a little while, you know? And yeah, and I remember playing, that song is called Shake Dog Shake by The Cure, and it's off of their album called The Top. And I still love them. They are a lifetime band for me. Robert Smith, he's definitely a vehicle of communicating what it's like when in the depths of our own, you know, junk, you know. So Shake Dog Shake, yes, wake up in the new blood, you know, follow me to where the real fun is. Right on. Okay. So you are listening to the Master's Playground. I am your hostess. Thank you, Chrissy Stereo. And it is about that time for us to go ahead and turn to an Ascended Master and say, hey, all right, Ascended Master, who wants to enter the room and communicate with our audience? What is the message that we can, you know, vibrate with? Now, again, Ascended Masters are actual living human beings who self-realized in their lifetime. Self-realization is to realize that they are the divine. They are this amazing gift called God, you know, the universe. I don't know. Insert whatever energy, that governing energy, you know. Imagine that ride, man, of realizing, wow, this is actually me, you know. So with Ascended Masters, I'm like, okay, what do we need to know? And we ended up getting the card, Work Your Magic. Work it? What? Work it? I wish I had a little Missy Elliott to play in the background, but so be it. Maybe next time. All right, so what is the message that's being communicated to us today? You have the power to resolve the situation you are inquiring about. Okay, I'm going to take a moment right there. I think this card is talking to me as well, obviously. It's talking to all of us. Oh my God, you have no idea. The last 2 hours were crazy. All right, so this card signifies your untapped magical abilities, which you're used to, you use successfully in the past. Pull these abilities out of storage and use them to work your magic now. Okay, I'm stopping for that dramatic emphasis. Okay, thank you. Thank you. All right. Yes, there's a show at 10 as well. Thank you. All right, so moving on. Your clear and focused intentions, positive expectations, prayers, decrees, and action steps all create the healing and manifestations you desire. Yeah, so we do have the power, party people. We do have the power. Yes. We are not victims to our circumstances at all. It's all an illusion. All right, so what are some additional meanings to this card? Decide clearly what you will and won't accept in this situation, as your clarity will bring immediate results. Have steady faith in a positive outcome. Okay, I need to work on that a little bit right there myself. Hold on. Steady faith. Hold on. Okay. I'm trying to tap in. Cool. All right. Steady alchemy and manifestation principles. Okay. Yeah. So that's the message from the Ascended Masters, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. And we've got Saint Germain on the in-house, the Master's Playground. Yeah. I love how there's sacred geometry on in front of him. For those of you that are looking at the video, I mean, dig that, you know. All right, so beautiful. That does fall in line a lot with what's happening astrologically. You know, we are on the very tail end of this astrological restriction that we've been under, you know. And I don't know, you know, if you're not hip to astrology, I will talk your language. I bet you anything, the last month, now, make that since March 1st. You have been tested, stressed, held back from taking actions that you want. There are certain things that you want in your life and you're just not quite coming. You know, it's like, oh, I see it, I feel it, oh, you know, and then it's like, you know, the universe is not responding. Why? Because we have Mars in retrograde. We have Jupiter that's been stationary and has not nudged, man. Thankfully, there is a little nudge now. Jupiter has moved, what, I think, a solid degree. So, you know, Jupiter likes to, you know, this is like the biggest planet. And that planet is all about expansion. And all it wants to do is give, right? So imagine the giver completely frozen. And it's like, and then surrounded by all these, like, these energies of other planets that have been locked into the grand cardinal cross. Adding another spin on this is Mars, has been retrograde, and come Monday, we're moving forward again. Okay, you know what? Hallelujah. Okay, all of our manifestations, all we're finally going to feel the, you know, a release. We're finally, it's sort of like, you know, there's this beautiful friend by the name of Master Chris One Feather Anderson. He, you know, being a wonderful, wise gift to us all, did a recent broadcast of, you know, what's happening with the planets. And he highlighted that it's as if the Bronco Bull, you know, that we've been sitting on and we've been like behind the gates. It's finally, the gates are going to open and the Bronco is going to go for it. It's just totally going to start going for it. So hold on. Party people, things are about to seriously, seriously manifest in our life. So I want to stop in this particular moment and you know, just highlight what that really means. I mean, we, all of these visions that we've been in, you know, dreaming about, in essence, we're all birthing a new life and we're letting go of old patterns, old behaviors, old ways of being, old frequency. So allow yourself the magic to, you know, for the magic to unfold. All of these visions, everything that you're like, oh, you know, I really wanted to do that. Or, I mean, I really see myself doing that, but had been held back because of the energies on some level. Keep trusting it. The gates are about to open. And now we're going to be able to move forward in a very rapid manner. Okay. So, you know, it's going to get wild, man. Our hair is going to be blowing back with the intensity of just how fast we're going to be going. That starts Monday. We just got to get through this last weekend, this last little bit of whatever squeeze we're going to go through, you know? Yeah. Okay, so groovy. So getting back to the topic at hand, which is stirring the pot. We've been talking about the, you know, this metaphor of our chocolate cake, if you will, or chocolate cake, or German chocolate cake, or I think German chocolate cake is my favorite, actually. Anyway, so, you know, you need all these ingredients and to put it together, and you need to stir it up and, you know, allow for it to bake and rise and, you know, the whole thing, right? So as a metaphor, you know, the cake is our life. What ingredients are we putting into ourselves? What is it that we are investing in? You know? So now is the time for us to be very conscious of how we're choosing to live. What are the frequencies that we're embracing? You know? Are we freaking out? Probably. Hold on. Here's my retro Polaroid camera. We're all freaking out just a little bit because we are healing, we are growing, we are shifting. So, you know, all the scary junk is coming up. Oh my God, it's been a ride, I tell you, man, it's been a ride. I don't know how you guys are faring out there, but man, I'll tell you this. I am, you know, I feel like the strong warrior who has been through it. You know, you know, it's been challenging. It's been hard. It's been empowering, but then also a little like, oh my God, you know, scary because we're facing things that we quite honestly would have preferred not to. You know, can we just leave that in the closet? Can we leave it buried? You know what? I thought it was dead and gone. What is it? Oh, it's right there. That neon suit, you know, just beaming in that closet that's waiting to be, you know, excavated and thrown out or whatever. Horrible metaphor, but there it is. It came out. All right. So far we've covered that, you know, how to go about obtaining peace within ourselves, how to embrace a much more healthy expression, you know, with our vehicle, our body, you know. Now we're going to go ahead and approach a much more interesting topic, which is prosperity. Prosperity gives us freedom, okay? It's energy. It's energy, it's energy, it's energy. Do not curse it. It is a gift, right? It is how in this paradigm, in this dimension, we exchange for goods and services. That's how we have built this reality so far. Wouldn't it be cool to, like, you know, replace that with, like, I don't know, something else like love or something? You know, I've got nothing but love for you. Oh, yeah. Okay, I'll take that. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Oh, I love you too. Cool. I don't know. That's my 1969, you know, hippie version, you know, of what it could be like. Anyway, so prosperity, it does give us freedom. It involves the entire energetic field, okay? So let's get into what that means. The entire energetic field is our thoughts. We'll start there. Thoughts. How you think is what becomes. You've heard it in the movie The Secret. If you don't know what The Secret is, I don't know, Arkansas. I don't know, you know, parts of Kansas. I don't know. The Secret, it came out in the early 2000s, man. It's all about how we choose to think. That's how we manifest our reality, right? So as it pertains to prosperity, we have to get rid of the poverty consciousness, okay? There is enough for everyone. There is enough. I'm going to rinse and repeat. There is enough for everyone. Okay? It's when we think about money, it's about positive affirmations, you know? When we think about anything really, but you know, we're talking about prosperity in general. We use a variety of different meditations and mantras to help emphasize, embrace the energy of, you know, being abundant, being prosperous. You know, a lot of people all are suffering due to some sort of financial, you know, all suffering. Oh, let me rinse and repeat. Sorry. Any financial suffering that you may be going through is your own doing. How's that for a little slap on the left cheek there? All financial suffering that you are going through is your own doing, primarily through your own thoughts. You know, that's it. You are the creator of your reality. So it's not our soul's purpose to feel that there is not enough. It's really, and you know, any level of poverty consciousness is not following our heart. You know, that's when the negative mind takes over and we're like, oh my God, you know, I can't, and that bill, and da 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 da, and oh my God, am I going to make enough? Oh my God, you know, my savings is dwindling, you know, that retirement plan, blah, 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 blah. Instead of taking a moment to be in gratitude. So I'm going to go ahead and talk about myself here for a minute, right? So December of last year, I took the biggest leap of faith that anybody could ever take in their experience. And what I ended up doing was literally just, I remember having a pocket full of money, you know, because I went through it. You know, let me just say 2013 was a bitch slap for me. And I had a pocket full of money and I had absolutely no idea where I was going to live. And I was living in Laurel Canyon. I had just finished my debut album. But I knew that something was calling me. I knew something. I didn't know where I was going to go. I didn't know anything, but I knew I had to go. So talk about some cojones right there. So I pack up my Jeep, give most of my things away to donation, and I completely surrender to the divine. Completely. I took a moment. I'm like, I'm yours. That's it. Everything that I've tried, I've gotten in my own way. I've gotten in my own way. And so there I am in my Jeep. And I remember playing In the Light by Led Zeppelin, you know, and driving out to the desert because I was going to go see a friend before I started my, you know, I remember my friend asking me, where are you going to live? You know, wait, Christine, are you homeless right now? And she laughed over it as she, you know, poured me a cocktail. And I'm like, dude, I'm not homeless. I'm just totally surrendering to the divine. I know something's going to happen. I know something's going to work out. So I bring this up because what ended up happening for me in relation to prosperity, keeping in mind that I had a pocket full of money and I had absolutely no idea where I was going to live. So I remember I was renting, you know, how like vacation homes on Airbnb, you know, people would say, hey, you know, you could have my pad by the beach for a week for X amount, you know, a night. So I was like, that is a really cool option. I'm going to treat myself as opposed to being at some weird hotel in Hollywood or some weird hotel, who knows where I was going to end up, right? So there I am, totally skipping from one vacation rental to the next. And the place that I was going to be moving at fell through. So I'm like, oh my God, I have absolutely no idea what's happening. This pocket full of money was dwindling. So what did I do? I connected with the divine. I remember going on the beach and I meditated and I said, and I put my hands out in front of my heart chakra and I started giving gratitude. Thank you. Thank you for giving me this opportunity. Thank you for, you know, I have just enough. I have everything I need to lead me to the next, you know, opportunity, you know, basically to lead me to what is divinely so for me. I willingly accept what is for me. Everything shifted then. Everything. The next thing I know, I found a pad literally in Marina Del Rey, right on the beach. And I met the owner. There was light exchange. You know, she was, you know, operating on divine energy. I was operating on divine energy and boom, it just happened. And it was perfect. Perfect. I still live there. So there is magic in meditation. There is magic in mantras. There is magic in mudras, your hand positions. So that's, and I shifted my thought patterns. Instead of focusing on the fact that money was dwindling, I was focusing on the fact that I was so grateful to have this precious amount gifted to me from the divine to be of service. Kind of heavy stuff, but that's how I roll, dude. So, all right, we're down. I was going to play another song, but, you know, I've been talking quite a bit. So we're down to 10 minutes. So prosperity, you know, all the suffering is due to your own thoughts. So it's about modifying your thoughts. And how do you modify your thoughts? Be cognizant. Let go of poverty consciousness. Embrace meditation focused on prosperity. Embrace mantras focused on prosperity. Every time, you know, at my place, I walk in to a mantra constantly playing in the background, constantly, because it becomes part of your consciousness. I sleep to it at night where it's very, you know, just low enough for me to go, oh, I love my pillow. And then that resonates in you as you're sleeping. You wake up in that consciousness. So some tips from Chrissy Stereo. All right, so let me see. Is there anything else? Oh, do you find yourself competing with people with money? Like, let's say, for example, a peer of yours all of a sudden is becoming successful or becoming, you know, more abundant in their life, you know, as it pertains to money, you know? Do you ever find yourself sort of noting that and, you know, are you genuinely happy to see another succeed? You should always say yes to success. You should always say yes to their success. Celebrate the abundancy. Celebrate the prosperity. It's all shifting the mind. Celebrate it, you guys. Celebrate it. Don't compete. Don't compete. There is enough for everyone. Okay? So again, that goes into our chocolate German deep fudge chocolate cake. You know, apparently it's going chocolate crazy. All right, so the last thing that I want to talk about, what is the last ingredient for this party? Okay? The stirring of the pot. Happiness. How do we become happy? Welcome to life.com. Yes, it is about what is in our hearts, okay? If you follow your heart, you will be happy. I love the dramatic pause. Hold on. If you follow your heart, you're going to be happy, okay? So it's about like, for example, you may notice that there's some, like, you know, you would think that some fabulous model who's tall and skinny and really rich is happy, but sometimes they're not. Why? Because they're not following their heart. They're not connecting with their heart. I'm not saying all of them, because actually I know a lot of models and they're Kundalini masters and I've got nothing but love, you know, and they're really good friends as well. But in general, you know, sometimes even if we have everything, we don't have happiness. You know, and so the key ingredient into how to become happy is to connect to our hearts. It's to get outside of any exterior definition of what happiness is and going within. Okay? Going within. It's not about allowing other people's idea of happiness define you. Okay? That includes, hey, parental figures, that includes friends who are looking out for your best interest, you know, that includes whatever television media, you know, or broadcasting is communicating to you, you know, buy this and you'll be happy. All right. You know, do this, live this lifestyle, you'll be happy. Now, it's about going within. Again, how do you go within? You connect to your heart. How do you connect to your heart? You do so by stopping and acknowledging it and breathing. You know? One thing that I like to do is take really large breaths as I focus on the heart. You know? And just go, okay, what is my heart telling me? All right. So it's about determining for ourselves what our heart is telling us. Excuse me. I didn't grab water before I came in. And I'm talking quite a bit here. So dig in and connect with our happiness. Dig into your heart. Trust your heart. Follow your heart. Make decisions from your heart. Trust it. And just because there might be, you know, a little perceived interruption in the scheduled programming of, you know, hey man, I was following my heart and I got really hurt there, you know, or I was following my heart there and da-da-da-da-da, you know. Hey, rinse and repeat. Keep at it. Don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on what it is that you're meant to be doing for you. That's the only way you're going to live your life. All right, let me see. Is there anything else? Yeah, just get rid of what we're being told, you know, and follow your navigation system, you know. And if you have a really, you know, there's someone that I have in mind right now that has, you know, and we all have, you know, I know that I even had it, but, you know, sometimes there's people who really genuinely have their best interest, you know, and they don't want to see you suffer or whatever it is. Or maybe they have some sort of twisted, like, if you achieve this, then you compensate for the fact that I haven't, you know, parental figures, not mine. Thankfully, I'm just saying some of the structures, you know, I have my own parental party going on that's a little separate. But in general, I have noticed that sometimes the pressure to succeed a certain way is bestowed from a parental figure because they're compensating for stuff that they did not achieve for themselves. or that it could be a shiny little badge of honor, you know, in their expression. Live your truth, live your life, live you. Okay. All right. So let's go ahead and draw. What are the, you know, energies that we can anticipate for this coming week? Hold on. I need to take a moment to shuffle the tarot deck. So that's it. That's how we stir up, you know, stir the pot, you guys. That's how we live the life that we want. Be very conscious. All right. So hold on. All right. I'm going to tune in. Hold on. I'm going to get all cosmic. All right. What are the energies that we could expect for the coming week? Of course. All right. We've got the Four of Wands, party people. And if you're looking into the camera, there it is. Is it the Four? Yes, the Four of Wands. Okay. So what does that mean? Well, it pertains to the self. You know, sometimes I feel like I'm drawing the same cards. You know, it's all becoming such a, like, constant message of the times that we're in. Confidence in the self, you guys. Right on. Okay, wait a minute. So let's just stop. This coming week, we're going to have confidence in our own selves. Oh, thank God. You know? Hold on. I've got to pray to the angels on that one. Thank you. Oh my God, we're going to be so confident about our own self, okay? We're still going to have a lot of passion, and we're going to have the tendency to do what it is that, you know, that we want to do, okay? So that falls in line with Mars going direct on Monday. We're going to feel a surge. We're going to feel confident. All right, so what are some additional energies that we can use to navigate this overwhelming confidence that's coming at us for the coming week? Let's see. All right, we've got the Six of Cups. Yes. Oh, I love tarot. I love tarot so much. Okay, so when we're looking at the Six of Cups, hold on, I have all my nerdy notes. These are my notes, ladies and gentlemen, for the record, as bestowed from my, you know, Kabbalah Tarot master teachers. All right, so the Six of Cups. Now, when we deal with the cups in general, you guys, we're dealing with, I believe it's, yeah, our environment, our life, okay? So the wands deal with the self, the cups deal with your life, okay? And when we look at the Six of Cups, again, right there, camera shot, what up? We are creating the ideal situation based on faith in others. That's very interesting. Based on faith in others. So in other words, we believe in other people. Wow, that's heavy for me right now. Okay. Yeah. All right. So that's that deep moment. So let me hold on. Let me translate into the Chrissy Stereo version. Okay. So come Monday, there's going to be a lot of confidence in what we're doing for ourselves. All right. And complementing that is that we're going to have faith in mankind. We're going to have faith in other people. You know, we're not going to, you know, we're just going to trust, man. The sixes are all about divine trust, you know? So welcome to our week. Thank you so much for joining me. I am Chrissy Stereo. You are listening to the Master's Playground. And you know what, you guys, I kind of needed this episode. I really did, you know? I had a little tenderoni couple hours that led me here. And just this episode alone reminded me of the skill sets that we all need to embrace. So I'll sign off by saying this. When you're tripping out, man, you know, because we are going through a lot of energetic shifts. When you're tripping out, stop, breathe, note your thoughts, connect with your divine self, trust, reclaim the confidence in yourself. And what else? And let's go back to the money. There's enough for everyone. I love you all. I'm going to sign off with a sunshine song and a Satnam. May the long time sun shine upon you. All love surround you. And the pure light within you guide your way on. Blessings, everybody. Have a beautiful week. I'll see you next week. I love you. Ciao, bella. Ciao, bella.
Love Love each other.
The Masters play.